On Sunday, Ukrainians will elect a new parliament. After numerous reports of voter intimidation and harassment, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution last week urging Ukraine to hold a free and fair election. Ukrainian officials and some opposition supporters denounced the House measure as interference. From Kiev, Alex Klimanov reports that 10 years after independence, Ukraine's commitment to democracy is being tested.
On a sunny March day on Kiev's central boulevard, Khreshchatyk, it's impossible to get away from this catchy, patriotic song. The lyrics call for a united Ukraine, but it's not just a new pop hit. For a United Ukraine is the name of the political bloc backed by the country's president, Leonid Kuchma. Only politicians loyal to the authorities are allowed to blast their songs through municipal loudspeakers, and they alone are plastering campaign ads all over city-owned mass transit. At the Ukraine Monitoring Committee, an NGO registering election campaign violations, the phone is ringing off the hook. Hundreds of people call in to report attempts to infringe on their voting rights. Ihor Kohut, the committee's director, says the very fact that people are not afraid to complain is already a step forward. But what they are reporting, he says, is outrageous.
Students are being forced to vote in precincts where their university presidents are running for parliament. Municipal workers come to people's apartments and require them to vote for a certain candidate. Pensioners are asked to donate money.
The monitoring committee using foreign donations has purchased TV spots on private channels alerting voters of the most common abuses. In one spot, farmers are offered chicken feed in exchange for votes. In another, a military commander plans to keep tabs on how his men vote. Such violations are punishable under Ukrainian law by up to 5 years in jail, as this public service announcement warns. Still, very few people dare to file lawsuits. When campaigning began in February, a delegation of the Washington-based National Democratic Institute, led by the former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, issued a statement saying it was unclear whether the elections would be a step forward for democracy in Ukraine.
The delegation observed or received credible reports of intimidation of journalists, denial of access to the media, unbalanced news coverage, and abuse of power and illegal use of public funds and facilities.
One of the parties that says it wants to establish the rule of law and put an end to Ukraine's pervasive corruption is Our Ukraine. Opinion polls show Our Ukraine is three times more popular than the pro-government bloc. Our Ukraine's leader, the country's former prime minister, Viktor Yushchenko, was praised by the West for his economic reforms, but he was ousted last year by the communist-dominated parliament. His campaign events have time and again been obstructed by the authorities, as Ihor Popov, head of the Ukrainian Voters Committee, explains.
They even switch off electricity in some regions where, when opposition leaders making speeches on central TV, and hundreds of thousands of people cannot hear it.
Yulia Tymoshenko, one of the most outspoken opposition leaders in Ukraine, says she has evidence that some officials are mobilizing to bribe voters on election day, and that the government will do everything possible to keep the opposition out of the parliament.
The authorities are preparing to deal with the situation if the opposition wins too many seats. I think President Kuchma and his men will even cancel election results if need be. But they don't know how ordinary people feel. If there's an attempt to rig the elections, people may just snap.
The government denies interfering with the election process, but admits some abuses may occur on the local level without any order from above. Anatoly Tolstoy, a pro-government candidate, says the opposition is crying foul because it has nothing to offer Ukrainians. He says documents the opposition has produced detailing plans to commit election fraud are false. There have never been plans like that, he says, adding, people who work here are smart enough not to let any such documents lie around reception rooms. For NPR News, I'm Alex Klimanov in Kiev.